the big draw out of this report is just how, you know, heavy the shift to texting has been. One area that stands out to this, it kind of spreads over across all generations.
Within 24 hours, 12% of people have messaged a business. And then within a month, 61%. Like that's the majority, right? That's more than half people. And the crazy thing too, like the 50% of businesses aren't equipped to handle text. If you're not texting right now, guys, you're missing out on business, I promise.
Welcome into another episode of the Independent Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Rob Stott. A couple of months ago, Nationwide Marketing Group announced a really awesome and unique partnership with Podium. Podium's a brand that got its start as a reputation management platform. So it sounds exactly like what it means, and in that it helps brands of all shapes and sizes, and that includes retailers, independent retailers, of course, manage their reputations online. We know that reviews mean a lot to consumers today, and whether you're looking for groceries, buying new clothes, looking for electronics, shopping retailers, reviews are something that you check and can have a big impact on your decision as a consumer, whether to shop with someone or to purchase a product and so on. And Podium had a lot of success and continues to have a lot of success with Nationwide members and across other channels that they operate and serve, and has since expanded into a bunch of different categories that relate to sort of that online relationship management and how brands can interact with their customers. The voice you heard there at the top was that of Jamma Featherstone, who's the director of sales of the retail division of Podium. And really just an all-around great guy who we've had the opportunity to get to know over these past couple of months. And wanted to take the opportunity to sit down with him because a few months ago, Podium released a survey that they had conducted on the state of local businesses, and kind of relates to everything that they do as a company. And when they launched this report, a really interesting thing about this report is that they launched it earlier this year, it feels like a decade ago at this point, but way earlier this year, before COVID was an issue. And so they actually have a really unique perspective with it, in that, they were able to take consumers' perceptions of how they interact with businesses and retailers' perceptions of how they think consumers want to interact with them. And they can put this really unique spin of pre and post COVID being a thing, to see sort of how the virus has changed the way consumers interact with businesses, and sort of what that means going forward, and kind of the importance of a lot of the services that they have and that are out there. And learned a lot, over the course of the conversation with Jamma, and kind of diving through the report, and just a lot of unique insights as to how texting has become sort of more prevalent in ways consumers of all ages. This is not, by the way, something where, it's just millennials and Gen Zs that want to text with businesses, but, across all generations and demographics, how consumers, want to interact with businesses, and coming to find that, this is something that is going to be around for a while. Even after COVID subsides, consumers are going to want to continue to engage with and shop brands this way, but it presents a lot of opportunities. So just a really great conversation, one that, was one of the more educational, I think, for me as a podcaster. And so let's go ahead and just dive into this conversation with Jamma Featherstone of Podium. All right, we are back on the Independent Thinking Podcast, and really excited right now. I feel like we just met, even though it's been a couple months at this point. But I just met you, Jamma, and it's been a great first couple months of this relationship, and not just me and you, but Nationwide and Podium. So I appreciate you taking time.
Hey, we've got a good thing going too, Rob.
We do. If this Nationwide Podium thing doesn't work out, we should stay in touch, man. This has been a lot of fun. But Jamma Featherstone, the director of sales for retail for Podium, appreciate you carving some time out for the Independent Thinking Podcast and for me. And like I said, been looking forward to this.
Dude, for sure. Rob, thanks for having me on. I'm a fan of the show. I listen to it. I have about a 40-minute commute every day, which doesn't sound like a long time, but I'm able to listen to the podcast and kind of clear my mind, get industry-specific stats, and listen to what the, you know, the NMG members are saying about the challenges, but then also the successes they're having. So big fan of the show. Excited to be here. Thanks for the intro. Yeah, I've been here at Podium for about 5 years. I started in furniture and appliance retail sales here, and those were my strategic accounts. Shout out to my guys at Sherman's, who was one of my first accounts, first couple months in. David Wise, thanks again. Has always been a champion of us. So again, I love the member group, love what we've been able to do. We've made a massive impact just up front in the last, gosh, we inked a deal with you guys, I think maybe just a month and a half ago, and have had, I think, 40 to 50 new signups, which
that's
is
impressive.
Tremendous. We've pretty much doubled our book of business within a month and a half. So there's a big appetite for it. And then also good word, you know, spreads, right? But having that credibility with your brand, I think is the biggest thing. I mean, when we had approached dealers before, it was like, yeah, we have some folks that are on Nationwide, but when we signed the agreement with you guys, gosh, you guys were all in, super supportive. So thanks again for all of that, and shout out to all the indie members out there. So
absolutely appreciate it and appreciate the kind word. Nice to know I have at least one listener. So, you know, if I'm able to fill your commute for 40 minutes, that makes me happy, knows I'm doing my job. So it makes me know I'm, or at least makes me feel like I'm doing something good for someone out there. So no, that's awesome.
Absolutely.
And like you said, you know, the partnership has been one, it's still very fresh, but very, you know, vibrant and a lot happening with it. For those out there listening that aren't familiar with Podium, you know, what's kind of the quick elevator pitch on what you guys do and kind of what you bring to the table for the indie retail community?
Awesome. Yeah. So every time I get that, I say, look, like, friction kills deals, right? Steps in the sales process will always slow things down. So Podium allows you to get out of your own way and make it convenient for customers to connect with you on all facets, whether it's a phone call, email, or even a text message. Because again, the average consumer is going to 1.5 businesses before they make a decision. We want it to be yours, right? So Podium gives you the tools to modernize the way that customers connect with you and then reconnect with you as well. A lot of that being through a messaging platform or a text message, right? And then credibility online is a huge thing as well. Like, think about what reviews play into it. So again, if I were to summarize it, I would just say, hey, look, like, we modernize the way that, you know, local business connects with their customers and repeat customers. And again, it's typically through text messaging.
No, that's awesome. And kind of, you know, what, when someone thinks, like, what are they signing up for when, because I know you guys had a, like you mentioned, a bunch of members that were part of Podium and had used the service, you know, before we even, you know, had a partnership. So what then are, you know, when someone approaches Podium, what is it that you can help them with and kind of what are they getting into when they sign up with you guys?
Yeah. So if I could kind of back up a little bit, I mean, Podium got its start in the reputation management space, right? And really 6 years ago, that's when the Google Reviews platform launched. And we didn't know how important those would be. But gosh, like, through the last 6 years, think about how much Google Reviews have been pushed. You know, whether you hear it in the news or just people calling you up, like, reviews matter, right? 90% of all sales start online now through a search engine, like, literally, like, almost 100% of all sales. And you think about it, right? There's no blind dates anymore. People know your business back and forth before they even approach you. So, you know, for example, if I could, like, Gallery Furniture, Mattress Mac, super eccentric guy based in Houston, Texas, he wants to own his own backyard, revolutionize the way that people see something in inventory and it's delivered the same day. I mean, the guy's a revolutionary guy, but guess what? He had bad reviews. It was crazy. I called him up. I was like, Mac, like, you have a 3.5 star rating. You've got just as many one stars as you've got five stars. And so when we approached them, I said, look, like, let's make it easier for your sales reps, your RSAs, to ask for good feedback at point of sale when the customers are the happiest. And guess what? If you look at his Google reviews now, he's got over 32,000 reviews on Google and at a 4.9 star rating. Now, again, that he's still getting one star reviews, but he's getting 98% of his people that are happy are leaving him reviews as well. And so that's one of the main reasons. If I were to also talk about another member, as I shouted out before, David Wise, right? Like he was competing with Lowe's, with Best Buy, with Home Depot. They had way more reviews. If you Google appliance stores in Peoria, Illinois now, guess who shows up first and has the most reviews? Sherman's, right? And then again, I mean, we've launched 5 new products in the last, 2 years that have given us the ability to not only help you with your reputation, but then connect web traffic to foot traffic, right? Through web chat. And then we saw a massive, massive response with Podium Payments because a lot of things shut down, right? But then we also, before we saw that, people would start chatting with a business and be ready to buy, and then they'd have to make a phone call and would kind of disconnect that messaging side of things. So we decided to launch Podium Payments because they can literally purchase within seconds, Apple Pay, Google Pay, credit card, debit card, bank transfer, whatever it is, within seconds, the retailer gets paid, shoots it over. I've got some other examples I want to bring up that are nationwide members. Shout out to Greg and Katie Logg at Sweet Dreams, but they've literally revolutionized their sales process and just love those guys. They're geniuses. So
yeah. So really you kind of boiled it down already, but it's all about from end to end sort of streamlining and simplifying the process, not only for the retailer themselves, but how the consumer interacts with that retailer and kind of, from how they find them to how they potentially purchase through them to then, what sort of that after the purchase, customer review looks like. And it kind of is full cycle because anyone who's anyone today that shops online knows that online reviews or anything. I've got, the wife at home who on Amazon won't look at anything unless it's got like a 4.7, at a bare minimum. Doesn't matter if it's a product, I even today we can talk about the fact that so much of, how we eat is even changing with things like Uber Eats and the delivery services and how, I don't know if it's just that online way of doing things, but if it doesn't have at least a 4-star, we won't be ordering from there. So, it can't be overstated, just how important those reviews are. And like I said, it's kind of a full circle process.
Absolutely. And to your point, Rob, so what we found as well, just to your point, the higher review volume on the more frequent and recent basis, Google will then recognize those businesses being the ones that people frequently shop, right? Which produces credibility, but then also maps you higher on the Google local search, right? When someone does appliance stores or refrigerators near me, you got to be in those top 3 results because 77% of all the clicks, get to the bricks, right? So you got to be able to show up higher. And again, to your point as well, we were able to connect the Google My Business page analytics. And what we found in the retailer's aspect, and you guys could probably see this as well, if you have a Podium account, you can see this in your dashboard, 100% spike in website visitors when you started using Podium. 61% more clicks to call, 53% more driving directions. And then again, it just allows you to have the ability to produce that credibility online, right? So not only reviews are the start, they're the foundational piece because everybody else, like you said, looks at those to understand your business better. And then from there, it produces confidence to then be like, oh, I'll go to their website. I'll start shopping around. I'll start doing this. And that's why Podium Web Chat became so beneficial. And any chat solution for you guys, right? I know a lot of you guys use different chat systems. It's so important to have that call to action on your website. Because it's like someone walking into your store and poking around the sofa or the table. Of course, you're going to engage with them. It's the same thing as a website visitor. That could potentially be a $10,000 sale. You just never know. So Cut out the unknown, make it engaging on your website.
Yeah. I mean, for how different they are and how, it feels like the operations are, they don't get me wrong, they are online versus in-store and how everything's treated. The way that you have to sort of think about it and how customers engage and how you have to kind of capture their attention and still all the basic principles are there for retail and kind of what it boils down to. It's, they're on your website, don't let them leave. They're in your store, don't let them leave. And kind of having all those touch points and being able to chat with them and just offer sort of that white glove service from the time they enter till, the time they're hopefully either clicking buy or swiping their credit card or handing over some cold hard cash. So it's crazy.
Yeah, one thing I would mention, and shout out to Dos Marcos. Those guys are awesome. Mark Kinsley and Mark Quinn, they've been a partner of ours and obviously a partner of you guys. And they brought to the table a really great story through, you know, Sweet Dreams, which I was going to mention with Greg and Katie. And everybody talks about BBACs, right? The 50-50 is like, oh, I got to go home and measure, or I got to go talk to the wife. I myself have been in that position at a local retailer myself. Like, hey, I'm just here browsing, but definitely want to go home and think about it. And what Greg and Katie have been able to do is literally say, we've eliminated so many BBACs because we send them a Podium payment link that has their itemized version of what they're looking at on the store. And say, here's your path to purchase. When you go home and you get approval, or you measure this out, or it just takes you a couple of days to think about it and look at your finances, click here to purchase. You don't even have to come back into the store. How convenient is that, right? And we had no idea. Like, the beauty of Podium is it's literally the users telling us, hey, this is the retailers being like, hey, we've changed the way we've followed up on sales because of this. And then it's like a light bulb moment for me. And then it becomes part of our process. So you guys have the strongest, smartest, strategic members behind it because they get it, right? They've been there. They've been part of a sales process that maybe isn't as convenient. And they use these types of tools that Podium has been able to provide to be able to clean that up, like to your point, right? Like, you just don't know, right? Like, you don't want to leave it up to the unknown. So take control, get in the driver's seat, and make it really convenient for customers to purchase from you, like, at the end of the day. So.
Yeah. And you mentioned all that change. And I know we're kind of sitting through a time where, you know, all this change and these kinds of services and offerings and opportunities have, you know, there's really never been, at least recency bias, you know, a time where they've been more important. And I know it kind of draws to something that you guys did not too long ago. It might be a couple of months at this point, but you know, we stumbled across this the State of Local Business report from Podium. So before we dive into it, because I know there's a lot to unpack with this report, but you know, tell me a little bit about kind of the drive behind doing it and sort of where the idea for the report came from.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we built. At the hub of everything that Podium has built is the ability to create really great experiences through convenient communication, right? And we found that reviews were just the tip of the spear, right? Like, reputation management is definitely important, but we found that more importantly, customers, and just even today, I mean, I always bring up the example of my mom. I literally called her like 2 days ago and she texted me back like, hey, what's up? And I was like, well, what?
Hold on. Time out. What?
Yeah. And my mom's 65, right? Like, and you know, she's got a newer iPhone, but I thought it was hilarious that I called her just to catch up with her. And she texted me back to say, hey, what's going on?
First of all, that's backwards. That's like, usually it's the kid texting mom, like, hey, but sorry, I'm busy right now. I'll call you back. But did you, at least you didn't get completely ghosted. She like, it was just a little bit of time in between, but she did get back to you.
He did. And that's the funny thing is I text all day, every day, right? I've got iMessage linked to my computer. I'm texting people, but you know, I thought for my parents, they'd appreciate a phone call. We're seeing this shift that every demographic of generation, Gen X, baby boomers, Gen Ys, Gen Zs, whatever it is, they prefer to text because again, they're on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, whatever it is. They're used to just DMing, texting, whatever it is from these platforms. And so we kind of nailed it with the reputation management side. We knew reviews were going to be important. And now we're seeing this massive waves of texting, right? And that can mean so many things. And especially to business owners, I'm sure you guys are probably in the car or wherever you're listening to this, like, oh my gosh, I'm not equipped to text. But I'll tell you, as we did our research across thousands and thousands of consumers, it was pretty staggering. Also businesses too. Like, we vetted out businesses and we tried to line up both expectations and perceptions here. And that's where the State of Local Business came from. Like, okay, how important is messaging going to be in the future? One of the things I would highlight too is that Walker Consulting, this huge consulting firm, said in the first time in consumer goods, experience will outweigh price. And isn't that crazy that literally we had these results came out in January, right? And now we're in close to the end of the year. How much more is experience outweighing price? Because I'll tell you, consumers will pay whatever it takes to have a better experience. And sometimes they'll just pay because out of necessity, right? Like, we're seeing that Black Friday is kind of going away because there's such a high demand already that people need appliances. appliances, they need dishwashers, they need freezers, they need these things. And so to be equipped to handle that transaction quickly is big. So that's kind of where the state of local business came from, is we wanted to vet out both customers and businesses and to see if we were both aligned. And then whatever we can do to help local business transform themselves, we're there to help.
And the crazy thing, you mentioned this was all done, you know, you guys were thinking about this and kind of going through the motions of doing this without, you know, nowhere in there did you mention COVID. You know, it was all prior to the shutdowns and everything that's happening. And then COVID hits, and that's sort of, you know, kind of looking at the numbers, maybe that exacerbates some of the findings that you guys have. But really, I mean, it just pushed, like a lot of industries, it pushed along the evolution of thinking, the evolution of business strategies, you know, at a much quicker pace to where we were heading anyway. So, you know, it's kind of interesting to see that, you know, as you talk about it, nowhere in there, like I said, did you say COVID, but, you know, that still plays a role, obviously, in the final report, which, you know, we're talking about anyone who's listening, you know, if you're on the Nationwide website, you can find the link, and we have some cool stats as we're going through here. You can kind of follow along, and then on YouTube, we'll flash some graphics as we go along here, but in both places, you'll find the link to download right below, you know, where you're watching or listening. So, but kind of from there, you know, you mentioned two things that I think stood out, and we'll kind of get into where, you know, the key findings of this report were. And I know it's very texting heavy, which I look forward to getting into, but in particular, there's this chart about sort of, as you were hitting on it, the things that customers are prioritizing and sort of the shift, you know, that you know, pre-COVID and now is kind of how the chart's laid out. But price was one that, you know, there's a couple things that had a big shift in sort of how consumers look at things pre-COVID and after COVID, one of which, as you mentioned, is price. And then, you know, offering curbside pickup, the way things are communicated, a lot of these things that you see the dramatic shifts in have to do with sort of that maintaining that, you know, how people are thinking about shopping right now, the maintaining social distance and being safe in these times and, you know, finding ways to still have a strong retail experience that, you know, when you boil it down, it's safe.
Right. Yeah. You bring up a lot of good points because, again, like, you know, we've been building a messaging platform for years for local business, right? But I'll tell you, we had no idea come March, you know, I was at a trade show in Vegas and things shut down, right? Like, and then all of a sudden every local business had to pivot, right? To basically be a local e-commerce, right? A lot of government restrictions, you know, a lot of them were deemed essential, which is great in the appliance world, right? That they could stay open with some limitations there. So I'm grateful for that. But I'll tell you, like, to your point, like, people expect these things now, like moving forward, not just now, right? But people will, like, because they're so used to this lifestyle, because we've been in it for, you know, 7-8 months, people now expect curbside delivery. They expect, like, contactless payment, right? They expect these kind of options now because they're so used to it, and it's convenient, right? Like, it's just more like, hey, I paid, done, you pick it up, or you come out to my car, thank you, you know, for other things, right? Like, you could literally purchase, like Sweet Dreams is doing, from Podium Payments or from a text-to-payment link. They don't even have to come back into the store. It shows up on their doorstep, right? From, again, one of their certified reps coming in and taking care of them that way, right? You know, I was talking to Sherman's, right? And they talked about how much business is coming through chat now. He says it's staggering. I mean, they've had to hire a ton more people. David has had to hire more people to kind of facilitate these messages because people are just used to chat now, right? So yeah, I think, you know, for us, you know, we saw, of course, like some people kind of pull back a little bit, but then we saw this surge of people being like, I need chat, I need payments, I need texting, I want my business to maintain itself. And we just weren't equipped for that. And we had just kind of this huge surge of signups because, again, we feel fortunate that we've been building towards a local business being able to come a little bit more modern, take out some of the friction and make it easier from end to end, not for just the customer, but for the retailer. Right? Like that's what the beauty of Podium is. It will facilitate the consumer expectations, but then it's sustainable for a business to use us because it's all done through one easy to consume dashboard so that people can, you know, monitor reports and just make sure that everything's happening under one roof.
So. Yeah. And I, you know, it's, I almost shudder thinking to say this, but this new normal thing that everyone's always been like, it's kind of how it's been referred to. And I mean, but it's true. Like, this is how so much has changed. And, you know, consumers that maybe weren't very, like, you know, they weren't apt to want to shop online, they're doing it now. One of the most staggering stats I've ever heard during this whole time was back in like the April, May, June timeframe, you know, looking at, I'm sure Adobe Analytics and kind of, they're always big around Black Friday and the online sales and how things are going. Hearing them say that the months of March, April, May, and June met or exceeded Black Friday shopping online, just sort of the way how much consumers were spending and that for three straight months. So like that is absolutely astounding, first of all, but I mean, it just goes to show how quickly consumers were willing to adapt when forced to. And after having been forced to, now this is sort of the way they expect to do it. This is, you know, a new normal, if you will, of online retailing. So, I mean, you know, and you could talk to our digital teams too here at Nationwide, and they were probably much like you guys under a bit of a crunch to get people up and running on new services and you know, get these, whether it was chat or upgrading websites and things like that. So I know, you know, it's crazy to see that quick of an adjustment on the consumer side, but also kind of inspiring to see how readily, you know, willing independent retailers were to make those adjustments and how set up they are for the future now, because this is certainly something that, you know, it was never going to go away. We just kind of, the pedal was put to the metal on online shopping for sure. So I know a lot of, you know, other things to dive into here, but that's certainly one that stands out, and cool to see, you know, all these services, how, you know, they're sort of prepping these retailers for, you know, years to come.
Oh yeah, Rob, that's a really great point, because again, like, I love hearing retailers that are like, we're busier than we've ever been. We're in the black and we're like halfway through the year or whatever it is. Like, that to me is worth celebrating, because it's like amazing work. It's, you know, it was worth you guys sticking around, serving the local business. I remember I heard one member say, like, at the end of the day, nothing against the big box stores, but I'm going to be here until the day I die, right? Like, I'm going to be there for the consumer. I'm going to provide the best experience. So don't forget who got you through some of these harder times where you needed a refrigerator, you needed a repair at night, or whatever it is. And again, yeah, the acceleration of customer expectations is just crazy, right? Like, overnight, it was like instant gratification became the new normal. Like you said, like, I need an answer, or I just need the ability to connect at a convenient level, right? And because, like, people were homeschooling, you know, like, people didn't have time to pick up the phone like they normally do or walk into the store. They just don't have that time anymore because they're juggling so many endeavors. They're working from home, they're doing school from home, they're, you know, they're running around still. Like literally people had to have, like, you needed to have like six arms to be able to do everything that you needed. You can't be going back and forth with the retailer over the phone or playing phone tag or voicemails. It's just like, oh my gosh. Like, so whoever can get in their phone will win the game. And that's the idea, right? And we do believe that text is the new handshake, right? Like, I think about, like, I was talking to my reps that I work with. I'm like, think about how many deals are closed every day through text now. Like, think about how many big deals are finalized. Think about how many transactions are happening through text, like, or just messaging altogether, right? Whether it's Facebook Messenger or, you know, just texting in general or DMing through, you know, it's crazy to think, you know, because I was born in 1985, right? I'm a kid of the 80s. You know, I had my first smartphone in 2012. Like, I've seen both sides of it. Yeah. And it's amazing how much technology has shifted. And again, like, to your point, it's accelerated everything on both sides, right? But to your point, I applaud, if you're listening, I applaud all of you guys that were willing to spend the money to redirect and have funds to be able to take care of your customers in a new way. And, you know, again, that is a huge accomplishment.
Yeah. And I mean, everything we're saying kind of goes back to this state of local business report and kind of the shift, and it wasn't just businesses, obviously it was consumers as well that have been driving the shift. You know, it was the consumer shift that drove the business shift. Businesses right. Have to keep up with them, and kind of how they're shopping and what they want. But, you know, I know there's a lot, the big draw out of this report is just how, you know, heavy the shift to texting has been, especially on the consumer side. We've talked about it a lot already, but to dive into it deeper, you know, one sort of area that stands out to this, you know, I don't personally think about texting business as much, but when you have 12%, just over 10% of consumers saying that it within the last day, they're texting businesses. I mean, that's a trend that, you know, is clearly moving. And then I think the number grew to almost 2/3, maybe like 60% within the last month. So, I mean, that's a big shift. And not only is it a big shift of, you know, I think when people think about numbers like that, they're like, oh, well, it's the younger consumers, it's the millennials, the people that don't like picking up the phone and making phone calls, or Gen X or Gen Z rather, that, you know, are just coming into sort of the market as a consumer. But no, it kind of spreads over across all generations.
Yeah. And to your point too, like that's the crazy thing is like within 24 hours, 12% of people have messaged a business. And then within a month, 61%, like that's the majority, right? That's more than half people. And the crazy thing too, like, is that some business, 50% of businesses aren't equipped to handle text. Right. And so that's the biggest thing that we see is like the expectation versus the actual technology application. Like, if you're not texting right now, guys, like you're missing out on business, I promise. Like that's the biggest thing. And the reason, like to your point, is that it's growing across all demographics because of this main thing that we've talked about, which is people are just used to this messaging idea as well. And it's convenient. You can send pictures, you can send videos, you can send payment links. Like it happens within, you know, seconds that way. So it's crazy to think that, you know, we're making, you know, the shift towards the modernization of local businesses become through, like, you become part of their contacts essentially now, right? Like you're right there next to grandma or mom or, you know, your cousins or friends. Like you literally become their appliance store, their furniture store, their mattress store, because you have, you know, if you can get them saved in your phone, you've won, right? And so, you know, you're exchanging emojis. It humanizes that entire experience for them to be like, great, like I really like Rob, right? I've loved working with him. I love being able to just have a nice conversation. It can be a breath of fresh air. So one last point to this. E-commerce businesses don't have the education, the experience that local retailing do, right? It's all about analytics, reporting, transacting through a cart, and then you're done, right? You don't talk to anybody. But if you can marry the two, like you were saying, Rob, it's literally becomes the best experience ever. They have education, they're dealing with a rep, they have the buying power, they have all of these things that allow you to really delve into it, and you're supporting local business too. And everybody has said, I want to support local business because again, you guys are the backbone of the economy. So I've seen a shift just because people now are almost being like, hey, I want to support local. Right? These guys have been in my town. These guys have sponsored high school events. These guys have been there, you know, and I want to support them through this kind of challenging time. But again, at the end of the day too, like we need to make sure that we're equipped to handle those types of situations as well.
Definitely. And when you say that, something that kind of stands out and I think maybe needs to be explained potentially for someone that isn't in some of these services or not utilizing some of these services right now. You know, when you talk about texting a customer, I can just imagine, you know, a retailer sitting out there right now listening, thinking like, uh-oh, I got to give my phone number to a customer. And like, you know, I don't want to be butt dialed in the middle of the night or accidentally exchanging OMGs and LOLs with the wrong people. You know, what does that actually look, you know, what are these services like? And is it literally like giving someone your number and saying, hey, text me and that sort of thing? Or what does this service look like and how does it operate?
Yeah, Rob, that's a good question. And it comes up on every single phone call because again, you have to be able to separate business from your personal life, right? Like you have to be able to do that. Family is so important, especially when you're working like crazy hours like you do in retail. When you want to take a break, you have to take a break. Last thing you want to do is, like you said, is hand out your personal number because it's going to ping you and someone's going to look over and be like, are you serious? You're here with family right now? Come on. So the beauty of our service is we integrate all messaging platforms into one inbox, even your landline number. So that is a huge value add. When we can integrate your phone line into a textable number, you've had that number for 50 years, 60 years, maybe 100 years, depending on how many generations you've been working with. Put that on your van, put that on your messaging, put that on your website, put that on, you know, on your commercial, say, text us here. And the beauty of Podium is a third-party app that integrates all of these messaging platforms into one spot that you can divorce yourself from work. When they text you, it pings them after hours. It still captures their information, but it doesn't ping you, and it allows you to really have that separation from personal and business life, but being able to accommodate to the customer at the same time through messaging platforms. So the beauty is yeah, don't give out your personal anymore. We have a texting solution that allows you to integrate your phone line right into one easy to use platform, and even your emails as well. We still find that people like to email. It comes right into one spot that allows you guys to consume that data and be able to get back to the customer at their convenience and your convenience as well. So for all you business owners out there, make it really easy. It's easy to use dashboard. And then again, you don't have to give out your personal number, or even some retailers are buying business phones. And that can be costly, right? Like phone plans are super expensive. So we make your landline, we give your landline a voice. Makes it really great.
No, that's awesome. And I, like you said, convenience is the word, you know, at the end of the day for both the customer, but also how you manage it as the business owner. So that's awesome to see. And I'm hopefully a little, you know, relieved for, you know, leave some of the listeners a little relieved for how it kind of operates. You know, when I think about texting and sort of the strategy and how you got to think about it, you know, the other type of service that comes to mind is chat, website chat. And is it, I mean, this could be something that, you know, maybe another question you guys get a lot. You know, are chat strategies and texting strategies, are they similar in sort of the way they're managed and how you kind of go about them? Or is it something where you got to kind of keep them separate or approach them two completely different ways?
That's a good question. You know, and typically when someone's chatting, they're top of the funnel, right? Maybe they're a customer that you haven't dealt with before, right? But they're on your website. So they're literally, maybe they saw your reviews, saw you trended higher. They're kind of poking around. They're looking at a new sofa. They're looking at a new bed. They're looking at a new appliance, right? So that's typically top of the funnel. And I think chat is just, it just allows you guys, like you hear it all the time, like, oh, you got to have a chat service. You got to have a live chat or whatever it is. Like, and I would agree with that. The one thing that we found too is like, you can get overwhelmed with how many systems you have to manage. Like, oh, hey, someone managing the chat. Oh, someone managing Facebook Messenger. Oh, someone managing, you know, this platform over here, like Instagram. And it can be overwhelming to a business owner to be like, hey, I'm trying to accommodate to the customer, but this is really tiresome, right? And so again, like we kind of stumbled into success, and I hate to say that, but again, like our model has always been like, what do we need to build for our customers and what's the next phase? And we found that customers that are using Podium got a spike in website traffic. So we thought, well, we've already got a messaging platform, like let's integrate it right into a chat system. So we give you guys the ability to capture the customer's name, phone number, and a quick message. We run analytics on where they've kind of been on your website, allows them to see exactly when they say, hey, is this in stock? Allows you guys to monitor that. And it's all done via your landline number, right? And it's all done via text. From the consumer, they have no, they're just texting the business, right? And then, you know, some of our retailers are saying, hey, they have like a little shortcut, a little template that says, hey, save our number in your phone, text us at any time. You are literally saved in their contacts, right? Like you can't get any better than that. People pay thousands of dollars for Google ads to be at the top, right? But you're never in their phone. Talk about if you're going to be in their phone, like that's where like live chat and texting marry each other. Rob, is the ability for us, and we feel lucky that we built a very secure opt-in system that allows you to text your customers immediately from your website with something they're looking at. And they're confident, right? Like, unfortunately, contact forms, people don't have a ton of confidence in that anymore because they're like, oh, I'm not sure when they're going to get back to me. They immediately get pinged. Hey, we got your text. We'll text you soon. Allows you to have that quick exchange. It gets right into the RSA, or if it's into a service department, it can be easily handed off. Things like that. Just we kind of marry those two together because, again, they're not tied to your browser anymore. They're on their phone. It literally takes them from your website onto their phone. They can go wash the dishes. You know, again, I've got a 2-year-old, so I'll go outside, hang out with my 2-year-old. And then I can, you know, start that conversation and keep that going, exchange pictures. And again, we see conversations where it lasts a couple of days and they say, great, looks good. Price looks good. Let's pull the trigger. Right. And that can happen all via text from a chat function.
It's crazy. Any sort of maybe not unintended or, you know, lesser talked about benefits that, you know, you think maybe don't get enough love as far as a service like this is concerned?
For me, like, because I've been doing this for about 5 years, and so I'm biased, but I think you guys have the best indie retailers in the entire industry.
Well, gee, thanks. On behalf of them, I say thank you.
There it is. I think the unintended benefits of all of this is that people, again, customers keep coming back, and we see that repeat business happen because you guys spend enough money to get people in the doors or through your chat. The lifetime value of a customer is so crucial. And what we found is if we can play our cards right, we literally remain, we see, because it's based on phone numbers, we see historical data that people will purchase in March, then they'll come back in May, then they'll come back in June, and then they'll come back in October. You see what I'm saying? And you can literally monitor the lifetime value of your customer when they transact with you, when they've left you a review, when they just wanted run some options off you. Like, how easy is it for them just to shoot a quick text, fill it out really quick, exchange some quick pictures with an RSA, and then pull the trigger? So again, I think the unintended benefits that we saw is just that convenience factor of being saved in their phone and then being able to get right back into the sales funnel within seconds, right? They don't have to go to the website again. They don't have to pick up the phone again. They don't have to do all these things. They literally can just plop it into their iMessage or Android based messaging platform and be good to go. I think that's one of the biggest things is just building rapport with your customers for the long term, right? You're there for them. So yeah, that's one of the things I just didn't see. And then if I could share one last story, one of my good friends through COVID he never furloughed anybody because he could send everybody home with a laptop and said, start selling through Podium. And because they could just pivot like that, it allowed them to use the internet and technology to be able to say, hey, work remote. You don't need to be in the showroom. Your showroom is now chat. And work with the customers just like you would. Use that same talk track. Use that same sales funnel management. And again, that has just benefited their team, boosted morale, allowed them to adapt. So even if there are more shutdowns, which we don't know, take laptops home, use a chat function, use that as your showroom. And again, that to me has just been really just like, again, I don't know how to summarize it, but I just felt really good at the end of the day, knowing that our retailers could just pivot immediately through technology, provided the tools that we've been able to give them and the best practices that our client success team provides to be able to maintain their employees and keep morale high.
I mean, that's an incredible example of, a platform potentially saving jobs, saving, people's livelihoods. That's an incredible story. I mean, just thinking about how someone who, a business who has, always been thought of as brick and mortar first can just literally on a dime, just adjust and pivot and then find themselves in a situation where they're still able to do their jobs from home in an industry where, you would think that's the first, as a store owner, yes, there are e-commerce retailers out there, obviously, but when everything is centered around a location, not a website, obviously you still have a website, as retailers do these days, but to be able to adjust like that, that's impressive. That's incredibly impressive. So, definitely an awesome story. One kind of a sweet ending. I had one point I wanted to bring up and it's about, you talk about text messaging and kind of the unintended benefits. I think sort of to my career path-ish in media and, at one point in time, we had talked about the benefit of apps and, being able to ping someone with an app. You talk about having someone in your contact list, similar to that sort of app, strategy where when they download your app, you're then able to, you can vibrate their leg essentially when you send them a notification and something, so you can grab their attention almost immediately. So just that type of concept, I think applies obviously here where, if you're in their contacts, obviously they can reach out to you, but at the same token, you're able to, you can physically make their leg vibrate if they have vibrate on their phone or, a little noise go off and that's, you're able to do that. There's no better way to sort of grab someone's attention real quick and right away, almost instantaneously. So No, just a lot of great things, you know, with Podium and kind of what you guys are doing and the benefits. We talked about this report, you know, just so many opportunities I think abound. And obviously we're talking around the holidays here, but, you know, like we said, and kind of throughout this COVID thing, you know, has sort of put the, it's shown how important having services like these are. So I know it's, whether it's the holidays or not, these kinds of things are going to be important for a long time and certainly make a big difference for a lot of these retailers. So, Jama, I appreciate, you know, like I said at the top, you taking the time, and this was a lot of fun, you know, probably a little longer than we both intended, but I think, you know, hopefully for those who are still with us here at this point in the podcast, hopefully they learned a thing or two and, stuck around and, you know, at the very least heard our stories and you know, enjoy our voices. I don't know. I don't know why you'd stick around this long. If it wasn't for any.
Yeah. No, it's a good thing. And just again, one thing I would reiterate, guys, is look how many unread emails versus text messages you have. And again, that's just kind of where we're at right now. And especially during the holidays, it's going to be, companies are doubling down on their efforts to be able to get into the eyes of the consumers. So get right in their iMessage, get right into their text. And I promise 99% of all texts are open and 90% are open within the first 3 minutes. So let's make it happen together. And again, if you don't have a texting strategy, that's totally fine. But also if you do, I know that you guys will see a huge spike when it comes to sales, reviews, and everything else that comes down. But thanks for having me on, Rob. It's been awesome. Great conversation. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. And certainly we'll, you know, I know we talked about this report a lot and everything that it has to offer, but definitely look forward to catching up again soon. And hopefully one of these times, you know, eventually in person. We'll see when that happens, around a prime time or whatnot. But, you know, it's been great chatting over Zoom and staying in touch with you guys that way. But I know we're all jonesing to get back on the road and in person. So, hopefully sometime soon.
Couldn't agree more. We'll see you out on the road. Thanks again, Rob.
You got it. All right, and a huge thanks again to Jama for taking time out of his day to chat with us about, you know, everything Podium has to offer, and of course the state of local businesses, state of local retail report, and a lot of great insights. You know, stuff that I hope, you know, you as a listener were able to pick up on, you know, throughout the course of the conversation, and maybe think a little bit about, you know, what it is and how you engage with your customers in different ways and in this day and age. So. But as always, you know, I appreciate you taking the time to listen to the Independent Thinking Podcast, and we will catch you next time.